In our criminal justice system, there are attorneys who prosecute the crimes and the officers who investigate the crimes. We're talking to one of those officers today, Detective Julie Cook from Washington's Department of Fish and Wildlife. She solved an illegal crabbing case in Bellingham. Detective Cook worked on the case since 2012. She says she would not have been successful without the aid of one man who changed sides.
Some undersized crab. He was a commercial crabber. He decided to become an informant for the state. And that's a process that we go through where we sign them up and they have certain parameters, like they can't pretend to be law enforcement, things like that. He agreed to help us get into these markets where he had been selling his undersized crabs.
And in exchange, he maybe got a lower penalty.
Right, yeah. So he took a detective in there to help him make undercover sales so the detective could witness it himself.
And where did he take the detective? Where were these undercover sales taking place?
They were at restaurants and at nail salons.
Okay, restaurants I get. Nail salons I don't get. Why were illegal crabs being sold at nail salons?
Well, we think that they were all related to each other. It was all Chinese restaurants, shall I say. And in one case, there was a nail salon next to the restaurant. The detective had to check in with the nail salon before the restaurant would buy them. So I think they all just knew each other. Sometimes they'd go to a nail salon to make sales, and they'd say, oh, we already bought them today. Why don't you go to this nail salon? So there were a lot more places that were implicated than just the ones that we made contact with and eventually cited.
So, Julie Cook, I understand you worked undercover on this case. Is that right?
I did a little bit, yeah. There was another detective that made more.
What did you do undercover?
Well, we sold crabs to these individuals.
And how did you dress? How did you come across as someone who is selling illegal crabs?
My fellow detective would dress in a manner that was kind of fit a commercial crabber. He'd wear rubber boots and kind of dirty clothes, and he drove a really dirty pickup. I just posed as his wife or girlfriend sometimes, so I can't overdo the really dirty thing because typically women aren't the fishermen.
I'm talking to Washington State Fish and Wildlife Detective Julie Cook about a case involving five restaurants and three nail salons up in Bellingham where they were buying and selling illegal crabs. How did the crabs get from the boats to the restaurant or the nail salon?
In the case of a commercial fisherman, they would bring in their catch to the marina, say, and then place their crabs in the back of a truck and just drive them there.
And I understand sometimes they just went in big garbage cans.
Right.
That's that many.
Yeah, that's very typical of what they transport crabs in.
Now, how many people were charged in this case?
11 people.
And how many of them were convicted?
None of them have been convicted. The charges are still pending.
What penalties do they face if they are convicted?
Well, these are felonies. All crab, fish, wildlife trafficking is a felony. So it could mean prison time, but I doubt it in these cases.
Really? They usually don't get prison time?
Oh, no. No, not unless there's a very large-scale poaching ring involved.
Now, if the punishment is relatively light, then does that lead to people kind of doing this again and continuing to do the illegal crabbing? Because maybe the costs are worth it because the benefits are so high from making money off it.
I think they will lay low for a while, and depending on what charges they get, you know, like you said, if they're not very good charges, they're probably going back to it. And if they're pretty hefty, they probably will lay off.
How much did these illegal crabs sell for, and how did that compare to what they would have had to pay for the crabs had they bought them legally?
The market was so glutted in Whatcom County that they were paying $1.50 to $2 a crab. And generally, I think in the summer, I paid $7.99 a pound for a crab, which is the crabs weigh about 2 pounds. So it was roughly, you know, $15 for a crab, and they're paying two for it. Right now, crabs going for $15 a pound on retail.
I got to say, if I go into a restaurant and the crab price is lower, maybe because they bought illegal crab, I might feel okay about paying less for it. Should I care that it might be?
I don't think they're going to pass on their savings to you.
So basically, they're going to pocket the charge.
Right, yeah.
Now, you mentioned to us that fish laws, these things governing crabbing, are kind of low on the priority lists for law enforcement. Why is that?
Well, because they're felonies, the felony prosecutors have things like burglaries and robberies and drugs and rape and things that they feel are more important, which they are, you know, important to people. But the crabbing still deserves a chance.
Why do you think that enforcing these laws maybe should be a higher priority? Or do you?
No, I absolutely do.
Why?
But I understand the plight of the prosecutor, and,
sure,
and their plates are full. So, but I don't want to see the populations decimated by any means. And these crabs belong to the people of the state. They don't belong to an individual. They belong to everybody. And it's just a fairness issue.
And overall, have we seen the crab populations being affected by illegal crabbing? Can we say that that's causing an impact?
You know, the crab populations are really strong right now. But, you know, if this continues, because what we saw was just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, we have indications this is happening everywhere. So if that continues, I can imagine it would affect the crab population.
If these illegal crabbers aren't really affecting the price in particular, why should I care about illegal crabbing? What difference does it make?
They belong to the people of the whole state, and they're a valuable resource to the state. I mean, Puget Sound crabbing is a huge industry, and so we're bringing in tax dollars, number one. If you're a commercial crabber and you sell your crabs, you have to pay fish tax. And you're not paying fish tax if you're not documenting the crabs. And, you know, the state gets money not just from the fish tax, but people come from all over to go crabbing. And they're paying for motels, and they're paying to eat in restaurants, and they're paying for camping. You know, they're paying for all sorts of things. So okay, everybody is paying for the loss of the crabbing opportunity.
That's Detective Julie Cook telling us how she worked on an illegal crab case in Bellingham.